podcast, sitting in with us. We're doing an NBA preview. What do we get into, Big Ben?
We got 10 questions for him around the NBA as well as the West Coast teams. He likes the CP3 acquisition by the Suns, compliment Booker. We get into Oubre and what that means for the Warriors. Denver lost some key players in the offseason, so will they rebound? And also where he thinks Harden might end up, either in the season or at the end of the NBA season. Big Ben and K-Win, NBA preview with Just Blaze right now.
West Coast, we got some questions. K-Win, Big Ben, and Just Blaze from New York. Welcome to the show, Just.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, fellas. I appreciate the invite.
Hey, Just, so, you must not have a team in the fantasy football playoffs that you're in, because we're dead center of like playoff week in the fantasy football game, and you're here with us.
That is true. You know, actually, I took a year off of fantasy football this year. This is literally the first year I've took off. And it helps, you know, it eases you, because, you know, fantasy football stress you out a little bit, man, especially when there's money on the line.
Hey, next question on fantasy. I saw that you had your fantasy draft the other night. Who was your number one pick?
Last night. Well, I had the I had the eighth pick. I had JT. Jason Tatum was my eighth pick.
Okay. I love that. East Coast guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of those big boys were off the board already by the eighth pick. So I had a little... would have been better, but I'm cool with JT though. He'll get me a smooth 28-8. I'm hoping this year.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be nice. So we'll see how it goes, man. But I mean, I won last year, so trying to do it again.
He'll get you some steals too, right? Like,
yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Threes as well.
So it's that time. I mean, the bubble bursted. The Lakers won. We had what feels like 2 weeks off, and we're starting again this Tuesday. NBA's back, so we had to have you on the show. And to kick things off, ESPN ranked their top 10 players. I saw the list. Big Ben saw the list. I know you saw the list. Would love to get your feedback on who you would add or who you would take off that top 10 list.
Yeah. My top 10 is a little bit different. It's sort of pretty similar around the same kind of list. The only difference in my top 10 list, I didn't have the Joker in my top 10. Some people might think it's a little disrespectful. Some people might not. Me personally, I don't. But I actually have Jason Tatum in my top 10. For me personally, I think he's finally made the leap. He's been in the playoffs three years now consecutively. He's played well in the playoffs each year consecutively. And last year, he also finally took the leap as being the number one guy in the playoffs. So me personally, I would put him in the top 10. It's tough to leave the Joker out because the Joker does put in work. Go ahead. Yeah.
Joker showed out in the playoffs.
He did. I know, that's why I said I don't want to be disrespectful. I still feel like he's a top 10 player, but in my personal top 10, because I have the same, I have LeBron, I have AD, I have Giannis, I have Luka in my top 10, I have Kawhi, I have KD, I have Dame also as well. I also have Steph, and I also have Harden. So to me, it came down to Joker, Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum for me.
Yeah, it's close. What makes this argument fun is you could go back and forth. Like, yeah, you're right. Jimmy Butler, the way he played last year, got the Heat to the finals. You know, I wouldn't be mad if he was in the top 10 or if you said him, but someone's got to get left out, unfortunately.
Yeah, they sure do. What about you guys? Who would you switch out of that top 10? Who you guys got?
I would probably... I think I would keep the top... I would keep the top 10. I think I would maybe move Luka back one or two.
I would switch the order.
I would switch the order a little bit. Yeah, but I like that top 10.
No, I don't think I'd change a thing. This day and age, everyone's got stats, you know, plus, minus. It's not like some arbitrary, like, homers talking about where they're from and regionalized, because everyone sees everything and everything's in front of them. So
exactly.
It's tough to argue with that. They put some thought into it. So
Yeah, I would push Luka down a little bit. I would probably have AD a little bit further down also, because AD is what, at two? I'd probably have AD at, that's tough, maybe 4 or 5. Putting Giannis up 2 or 3. Me personally, I'm expecting KD to be 85% KD, 90%, maybe 90% KD. So to me, I think he's still a top three player in the league. So I would have KD in my top three, me personally. But you can go any way, man. It's tough.
Yeah. Well, whether it's one or two or two of the top five, you got LeBron and AD, the Lakers coming back. They're the odds-on favorite to win it all. They reloaded, picked up Wesley Matthews, Schroeder. They stole Harrell from Big Ben's Clippers. So if you had to look at another team outside of the Lakers, like, who's a sleeper team that you think could sneak their way out of the Western Conference to the NBA Finals?
So when I looked at the landscape of the Western Conference, we all agree that I feel like the Lakers are maybe one step ahead of the rest of the West. With the additions that they made, and you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. They are the defending champs. But after the Lakers, when I look at the way the West stacks out, I think it's fair game. I don't think they're, how I look at it, I don't think there is a sleeper, because in my mind, every team from 2 to 8 can beat each other, in my opinion. Yeah. Even if someone can say maybe the Clippers are a step ahead and everyone else, maybe a half step, you can say that, but you can also disagree with that very easily and say they may not be a step ahead because they have two horses, but we see they may not always be reliable when you need them in the playoffs. We know Kawhi is reliable, but we still don't know about Paul George, clearly. So I feel like from 2 to 8, I don't really feel like any of them are a sleeper, because I feel like each one of those teams can beat each other. I look at the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Blazers, and I might have to throw the Suns in there as a team to me that are in the, I wouldn't say upper echelon of the West, because I think that's the Lakers, but the second tier, I would go there.
They got your boy CP3, and I got to apologize to you. I thought he was done, right? just because of his nagging injuries, I didn't think he'd be able to come back, and whoa, did he fool me, and he led OKC. Now he's in Phoenix. What do you think he'll add to the Phoenix Suns roster or to their chances to advance or even make it to the playoffs this year?
I think he brings a lot, man. To me, I feel like, well, you know, I'm a CP3 guy, so I feel like he's one of the ultimate, like, culture sets in the NBA. So when you acquire a guy like that, a star like that, he can change the culture of your team, and he definitely completely revamps your offense. So I feel like, obviously, the Suns upgraded. Because they weren't in the playoffs last year, and definitely I feel like they are making the playoffs this year. But I think most importantly, what the CP3 acquisition does for the Suns is that it makes their current pieces better, all of their pieces better. Devin Booker, I think, is going to be a lot better. I think everyone feels like he's going to be a lot better this season. He averaged, what, 26-6 last year? He averaged 26-6 last year. I think this year he's going to average about 28 or 29-6. DeAndre Ayton, he had, what, 18-10 last year, I believe. I'm a little worried about him because I need his aggression to raise, but I do see him creeping on the 20-10, maybe 19-10, 19-11. Mikal Bridges, I like, and Jay Crowder, they brought in another veteran for toughness. I love that. I always call Jay Crowder top three. I called him the best role player in the NBA last year when I did my episode. So I think if you can add one of the best role players in the NBA to a veteran superstar, a young megastar, and a potential all-star in DeAndre Ayton, and then a couple of nice utility pieces and Mikal and Cam Johnson, I think they got a nice little nucleus up there in Phoenix. I like it. How you guys feel about it?
I think Jay Crowder.
I think, we need to see Booker in the playoffs. We saw Booker in the bubble, and he's getting better and better and better. And I think he just needs a veteran like CP3 to help him out, because you need a Batman and Robin in the NBA, because they're going to double Booker, which he hates, whether it's in the season or even in pickup in the offseason. I like the Suns. What do you think, Big Ben?
Well, they got momentum, right? We saw what they did in the bubble. And I think that inherently helped Chris Paul make a decision like this. He's not going to go to a team that's going to sit on the outside looking in when it comes playoff time. He's on the back end of his career. So I think there's positivity, and probably what the Suns lacked last year was that veteran leadership. Booker had to do it all. He'll get an opportunity to play off the ball. And then I watched Ayton for a little bit in the preseason, and he's got more bounce. I think he's probably going to get a little from Chris Paul, and just to your point, how to play aggressive and play, you know, when to pick your fouls, you know, how do the inner intricacies of the game that, you know, those guys are young. They just don't know. I like the Suns.
Yeah, I hope he can really take that next leap in terms of aggression, because I think that's what he's going to need to take. Because if you look at Chris Paul, he has a tendency to make all of his big men better. We know
exactly.
He did it to Tyson, did it to DeAndre, did it to Clint Capella. Last year, I mean, not the same as Steven Adams, but Steven Adams did kind of upgrade himself offensively a little bit last year. Mm-hmm. So I think DeAndre Ayton has to run the floor, be big, because he is 7'1", so he needs to remember that he's big. And he's got to have at least 3 dunks per game, mm-hmm. like how DeAndre mm-hmm. Jordan did. Because if you guys remember, DeAndre Jordan, he was an All-NBA center 3 years, I believe. Three years. He made the All-Star team once, but he was an All-NBA center 3 years. And he was an All-NBA first team center, I believe, once out of the mm-hmm. 3. All the rest were like third team. So he can do wonders for a big man.
Yeah. Pick and roll game will be there.
Yeah. It's got to finish, though, man.
Yeah. So CP3's in the Valley of the Sun, the desert, and Kelly Oubre got shipped to OKC and then moved to my Golden State Warriors. A lot of my friends were texting me, and they're like, I don't know about this. I'm like, I haven't seen enough of them. I saw a little bit of them, but I like them. You're a basketball advocate. What can Warriors fans think of the fit with Kelly Oubre now playing at the Chase Center?
I think they should love it. Well, first of all, you have to love anything that you even got any compensation for Klay going down, because that was a major blow. I'm really very disappointed in that, because I really didn't want to see those two actually perform together this season without KD, you know. But we get Kelly Oubre in the mix now. I think he's going to be a talented young wing for the Warriors. He can run the floor. He can space the floor. He can shoot the three. Very athletic. He plays with the right attitude, which is what I like about him. There's definitely a little bit of hunger to Kelly Oubre. Also, he's in a contract year, so you know he's going to ball out too. And I think he's still eager to prove himself, because he was in the CP3 deal. Maybe he feels slighted that he was included in that he couldn't be the piece with the Suns going forward, because he did bring that whole Valley Boys era back in Phoenix with Devin Booker. So you got to give him some credit for that. And he's like a fan favorite. I really feel like the Warriors fans are definitely going to love him. And I think he can help Steph Curry become a better point guard, because a lot of people feel like Steph Curry can improve on the offensive end. I'm one of those people who believe he can improve, and he does need to improve on his playmaking abilities. And I think with KD out now, you still have Draymond there. But I would like to see Steph in more be more of a focal point in the facilitator role. So I think Kelly Oubre will be a great finisher, because in order to be a great point guard, a great distributor, you need some finishes. So I think he's going to be good, man. I like Oubre. I like
him. Oubre was third fiddle almost in his time with the Wizards, right? And he was playing behind Beal, Wall. He didn't get the recognition I think he thought he deserved. Yep. And being shuffled around, I think this is the year, to your point, contract year. I saw a play where a rebound came off, and I think Steph was going to make an attempt to go get it, and there's Oubre about 3 feet above the rim to finish. And, I mean, I think he's going to play with tenacity, something I don't think the Warriors have seen outside of maybe Draymond a little bit, a little edge. So I like Oubre.
Me too. I like him. I think he averaged 18 last year. How much y'all see him getting this year? He got 18 last year. 15?
They're going to ask him to replace whatever Klay was doing, right? I don't think he's got that spot-up shooter mentality, but, you know, I think they allow him to not necessarily just attack the rim. They're going to ask him to do a little of what Klay had done, because I don't think Draymond can do this for him around the three-point line. Mm-hmm. So I think he'll get some more opportunity there. I think it's net neutral. He'll get another 18, probably in different dynamic, though.
Yeah, I agree. 15 to 18, I feel like, is right where he needs to be what the Warriors need him to be. But this is going to be a tough time for them to get in the playoffs anyway. So, West is crazy, man.
West is loaded. So, one more question about the Western Conference, then we'll kind of get into all the NBA. If we go out to Denver, they lost three key bench players. They lost Mason Plumlee. They lost Jeremy Grant and Torrey Craig. What do the Nuggets need to do to keep up in the wild, wild west and keep moving forward?
Yeah. The Nuggets, I feel like the Nuggets have some work to do. I know they got to the West Finals last year, but the West got better. Like you said, the West got better. They lost a couple of pieces. Jeremy Grant was a very important piece for them, for their defense, especially in the West with a lot of those wings who they're going to play in the West. But I think to me personally, there's two keys to the Nuggets season. They got to unlock two people. I think everybody knows Michael Porter Jr. has to be unlocked. You got to give him the rock a little bit more. He was talking spicy last year, saying he needs a couple more touches.
Yeah.
So I need to see some more touches then. Let's see what you do with it. And I feel like they got to unlock Bobo too. Like Mike Malone, man, let him loose. Let him off the leash. Let Bobo play. Let's see what he got. Let's see what he can do. And you never know, unlocking him may actually help them in the long run, because then he could be used as a nice trade chip if they don't like him. But let me see Bobo next to Joker, next to Michael Porter, next to Will the Thrill from Will Barton, and then we get Jamal Murray. I like it.
They have RJ Hampton too, right?
That RJ Hampton too.
Australia, yeah. So they got a nice young core, but we want to see him play, Mike.
I know. He needs some minutes, man. I'm upset. Mike Malone being stingy, man. You want to see him.
It seemed like consistent frustration even in the bubble for Michael Porter. Like, he was on the precipice of just playing well consistently, but he didn't get those minutes. Mm-hmm. I think the Nuggets have been the reluctant in terms of matchups in the playoffs. Like, they've matched up well. They haven't seen the LA teams, and thankfully they only saw the Clippers, I think, last year maybe. So they beat. But back to what you're saying, they're loaded. It's just figuring out the right dynamic amongst the team. You got Murray and Joker that are going to be consistent, but who's going to fill in around that?
Yeah, but they need a bona fide third scorer. Yep. If you remember last year in the postseason, it was Jamal. The Murray Joker combo. But then that third piece, we wanted it to be Michael Porter Jr. We hope. It's going to be interesting. The West is deep, like you said, so everybody has to be on point.
All right, let's get into the entire NBA. Fill in the blank here, just Blaze. James Harden will finish this year up in blank.
Houston. I think he's still going to be in Houston this year. I think if he didn't get traded yet, unless by the time this comes out, he gets traded. Dennis
already messed up. Well, hurry and push this out.
Yeah. If he doesn't get traded by the time this comes out, I think James is going to stay in Houston for the year. Just the year. I think he's going to finish out the season, because I think it's going to be difficult to trade him. Not that he won't have a lot of suitors, but I think the suitors that he will have, I think they may be reluctant to acquire James Harden like mid-season. Because if you get a guy like James Harden, you have to revamp your entire offense at that point. It's not like he's not really a guy you can easily plug in, because he does demand touches. He demands a lot of time with the ball, time of possession. And you want to give it to him because you know he can score. So you definitely have to create a different type of offense around him. So because he didn't get traded yet, I think he's going to last the season in Houston, but I think he's out of there quick, right when the season is done, because they're not winning the title. So.
I like what you said in one of your tweets, where, because there was a lot of talk of Harden heading the Nets, and you said that Harden would be a luxury, not a necessity.
Yes,
and I think that's the case. Like, anywhere that Harden wanted to go, most teams are looking at, especially the Nets, new coach, Kyrie. Like, we need to create some sort of chemistry, some sort of trust within our team inherently. I think that's what a lot of teams are looking at. Like, you know, short off season, we don't want to have to bring in someone and, like you said, revamp the offense.
Yeah.
You're great on Twitter, by the way. You want to get a shout out to your mom?
I appreciate it. Follow me, man, at just Blaze _513. Check me out, man.
That's good.
All right. People argue with me on Twitter, man.
We'll get K-Win. Throw some shots. All right, this year LaMelo Ball will be blank.
Rookie of the year. I'm going rookie of the year. I like him, and that's also also low key a slight to the rookie class because I don't feel like it's really that great anyway. But already we can see what LaMelo is bringing in the preseason. Man, you saw a couple of those dimes he was dropping to Bridges. Who else was getting out? PJ Washington. I like it. I don't know. I wrote on Twitter that the Hornets are an official league pass team now. Officially. Yeah.
Well, we've like been going back and forth. Like, I think he's got great potential, but this is the NBA, right? It's a grown man's league. Is he going to be a Ricky Rubio where he's throwing a lot of passes and not really shooting a high percentage or scoring? Or can he do both? Because in the preseason, last night he was 1-for-10. The game before that, he was good. The game before that, I think he was like 0-for-9 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe that's a little bit of nerves. And I think also I don't think he's comfortable yet because they don't really have a set rotation. If you look at that Hornets roster, like I don't think any of us knew if LaMelo was even coming off the bench or if he was starting this season. I had no idea until we got to the game, actually. So even that three guard combo that Rozier, Devontae Graham and LaMelo, I'm not really crazy about the three together. I like two out of the three, but I don't really like three out of three. So I still feel like they have to figure that out. And I think they're putting him off the bench out of respect for the other two.
Yeah.
So we'll see, man. But I hopefully he gets in the starting lineup. We'll see.
I think there's some translation that has to take place, right? The European ball, the kind of teams that he was on, he had the ball in his hands 90% of the time. So there's no set plays, right, in kind of the constructs of what he was playing. Mm-hmm. I think once he gets calmed down, I wish the preseason was a little longer because he'd probably have a better ramp into the NBA. But,
yeah, he can talent. Pass. Though.
He can pass. Man.
All right, and he moves the game well. So.
Yeah. With a healthy Kyrie and KD, the Nets this season will finish with –
top three in the East for me. Top three in the East. I like the Nets team. I'm out here in Brooklyn, so I'm definitely rooting for the Nets. I like this Nets roster, man. I do have a couple, maybe one small gripe with the lineup. I think they're going to be a top three team in the East, but I do think they're going to struggle on the defensive end because they still don't have a defensive wing that can lock down anybody. A lockdown defender, I don't see on this team. And then also with Steve Nash, this is just a preseason, but I'm not crazy about the rotation yet. But I feel like that's going to be a tough rotation to even sort out because there's a lot of guys on this roster that can score. And I see he's starting Dinwiddie and Kyrie. I would do something a little bit differently. I would put LeVert in the starting lineup, having Dinwiddie come off the bench, and then bring Dinwiddie in early, a little bit earlier if that's what he wanted. But I just don't like that defensive lineup because you have Kyrie, Dinwiddie, Joe Harris, KD, DeAndre Jordan. If I'm an opposing team with opposing guards, I'm looking to attack Dinwiddie, Kyrie, and Joe Harris on the wing. I'm attacking that. Yeah. So that I would tweak, but I still like them.
You said something interesting there, top three team in the East. Where would they land in the West?
If they were in the West or?
In the West. You put the Nets in the West where they end up at the end of the season.
I would have to go top four, top five. Yeah, top four, top five. Yeah, West is tough, man. They'll lose a couple of games. So,
all right, this is a topic for both me and K-Win consistently. I'm not a huge believer in Zion, but are you buying or selling the hype that he's a top 10 superstar in this league?
See, when you guys sent me that question, I had to think about that question for a minute because I'm like, do I think he's a top 10 like superstar or star in this league right now? No. Do I think he will be in 2 years? No. Do I think he will be in five? I think, in five. Because I think he still has a lot of growing to do on the offensive side of the ball. Because we know his supreme athleticism. We know that what he brings to the table. but I feel like he needs two things to be effective. One is a distributing point guard that can help him get those easy baskets. And then two, he's got to find a move in the half court. I know he likes his little spin move that he does. He does like a little quick spin and then like a strong dart to the rim. It works right now because he's scoring. But I feel like if we get down to like real games where the defense is keying in on him, I don't really think that's going to work as much. So I do feel like he needs a little jab step, you know, something to add to the offensive game. But I think in a couple of years he's going to find that because I think he's going to work. But he's got to get that conditioning together, man.
Can I give you a player comp? You tell me if it's even close, in your opinion. Derek Coleman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good player comp. Well, Derek Coleman, of course, was a better passer. Much better passer. Taller, too. So, I know. I like that. I like the comp, though. I like it.
He averaged 17 one time. I think he was an all-star maybe twice. All-NBA.
He was nice with the Nets, right?
Yeah. Kevin Giddey Anderson. Didn't get enough credit. Yeah, he didn't get enough credit for how good he was.
Yeah. All right. Last question, or actually just in and around the NBA. Start one, bench one, cut one. This is tough. All West Coast guys, start one, bench one, cut one. Devin Booker, Jamal Murray, Donovan Mitchell.
Yo, man, this one was tough. I'm not going to lie.
We had a challenge.
Yeah. I definitely had to sit and think about this one. But when I looked at it, I said, okay, starting, I'm going to have to go Devin Booker right here. I'm going to have to go start because I think Devin Booker is the ultimate offensive package. The only gripe that I have with Devin Booker, I wrote it on Twitter the other day, is that he's a great offensive talent, but I need him to slow down a little bit. He plays very fast. He's very eager to score, and he can score. And that's probably the problem, that he can score anytime he wants. So I do need him to slow down a little bit, and I think CP is going to help him with that. Bench, Donovan Mitchell. I'm going to go with bench. I already saw your face already. I'm going to bench Donovan Mitchell because I like Donovan Mitchell, man. That was tough, Donovan Mitchell or Murray. I like Donovan Mitchell because I honestly don't know how I'm taking Mitchell over Murray because I like both, to be honest. But I'm going to have to reluctantly cut Murray, but both of them perform in the playoffs, so I'm not gonna lie. Pick your poison with that one, man.
Yeah, I think Murray has a better piece around him in Jokic than Donovan does in Rudy, who just got paid. But yeah. I can see that. I think
Rudy
got paid. I saw another tweet that you had around that. Would you have Ice Cube giving the little look like, "Come on, Jazz"? Yeah.
Wow. Woo. That's a lot. That's a lot of change.
It is. That is. All right. Kaywin, what do you got? Move to the coaches. You have to pick up.
We had one last one. So instead of start, bench, cut, it's head coach, assistant coach, or you don't want them in your coaching staff. You're moving them to your color commentator. So the three coaches we're going with: Brad Stevens, Billy Donovan, and Stan Van Gundy.
So I'm keeping Brad Stevens on my coaching staff. I mean, my head coach, my assistant coach, I'm going Stan Van Gundy, my color commentator, I'm going Billy Donovan. Let me tell you why, man. I'm not really a great Billy Donovan advocate. I think he may be great for young players. I think he's great for college basketball. I don't think he's ready for the NBA though, because I've seen in a couple playoffs now, 2 years in a row, this man doesn't make adjustments in the playoffs. I seen it last year up close with CP3 there. They could have easily won that series against the Rockets. But what did he do? He was stubborn to take out Steven Adams, stubborn to take out Gallinari, and the Rockets were running circles around them. So, because I felt like OKC was a better team than the Rockets last year. I felt like they could have won that series, me personally. But I'm going off basically playoff adjustments or lack thereof for Billy Donovan. But I think he's going to be all right in Chicago, actually. So I'll give him there. For Chicago, he's the right coach.
All right. Big Ben, you got any more questions?
No, that's it. I'm just going to continue to scroll through your Twitter. Make sure I'm up to speed on everything around the NBA.
Well, just please, do you want to tell our fans and listeners where they can find you out on Twitter, where they can download and subscribe your podcast, and where they can pick up your merch, that hot merch?
Oh, appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. Merch is out now, of course. Buzzword merch. You can follow me on Twitter at justblaze_513. On IG is at justblaze513. Download Above the Rim podcast every Wednesday. It's coming out each and every week. Shout out to you, brothers. I appreciate y'all for inviting me on the show. I gotta have both of y'all on. I don't know. Should I do a double episode or separately? How we gotta figure that out.
Basketball
and because we banter and make fun of each other.
That's true. I might like that. We might have to do that. All right, that sounds good. So definitely gonna have y'all on soon, man, for sure. So I appreciate you fellas inviting me on your platform, man.
Back to watching the Seahawks take care of the Redskins. All right, be good.
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right, hey, have a happy holiday and be safe out there.
You too, fellas. You too have a blessed one. Take it easy.
All right, thanks, Jess.
Boom. He's NBA good. Preview. Big Ben and Kay win. God, that's got my juices turning a little. Like, just I am actually excited to watch the NBA back.
Zion, you know what I'm excited? Balls. I thought you were gonna mail in this podcast.
Nope.
Hear me out. It's fantasy football. Seahawks were playing. Heck, I almost mailed this in because it's Niners Cowboys, and I'm in fantasy football playoffs, but you brought it. Nice work.
You're just lucky my memory's long enough to where I had some just bubble memories in me. Now, unfortunately, we didn't touch on my team, the Kings, but I don't think we need to this season. Buddy Buckets and De'Aaron Fox are a little behind. But my Blazers brought back Carmelo for another season. Hopefully, Zach Collins gets off to a good start. We expect big things from him, Dame. And then my guy, CJ Ellerbe, who is a Coug. And I think might get a roster spot based on how well he's been playing this preseason. So, Blazers, Kings.
Will the Clippers bounce back? Can the Lakers repeat? Is Dallas and Luka a part of our jurisdiction?
Yeah, we're gonna have to do the Western Standard Six, maybe. A weekly NBA podcast. You're non-committal on that, huh?
No, I said I like it.
WST podcast sponsored by 88 Acres and Lost Run Pro. You can find us on WST_podcast, Instagram, and Twitter. If you want to email us, WSTpodcastshow@gmail.com. Tell your Echo, tell your Alexa, tell your HomePod, tell your car to play WST podcast, and you'll get a Big Ben and K win. Anything else?
We're out.
Boom.